Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching. I mean radio, and I am also a hypnotherapist and a coach. And NLI stands for Neuro-Linguistic Innovation. And tonight we're going to open your mind with a award-winning author, Robbie Bryant. She's going to explain to you her book, Dream, The Beautiful Evil in Suspense, and how she opened up to write these wonderful books. And without any further ado, I want to welcome a very beautiful lady, Robbie Bryant, to the show. Thank you, Robbie, for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled.
Well, so am I. First of all, we're going to start right out with Robbie's new book, Dream. It's on Amazon.com/Dream. It's a Kindle edition, and it's got a real beautiful cover. I'm looking at it right now. Tell people about Dream and how it comes about, you come to write that book.
Well, Dream is a story of two lovers that have the ability to go into the same dream together. And when they're in that dream together, one of the people, the woman, is kidnapped and taken into the woods, and the guy wakes up and can't find her anywhere. And it's a story of him trying to rescue her and her trying to figure out where she actually should be in her life. How it came about? Well, I'm really interested in wolves, and there are some wolves in this story. And I'm really interested in the dream world. And so I put this together, and I threw in a little bit of romance and a little bit of suspense and a little bit of fantasy, and came up with this elaborate story about the dream world and what goes on there as opposed to what goes on in what we consider the real world.
But, you know, how is the dream world, you know, I really like that world also, but how is the dream world really our true abilities in the life we could be living if we choose to engage more in our own intuition? How do you feel about that, Robbie?
If we chose to live in our own intuition and we're authentic about that, then I think we would all have very nice lives and lives where we had really authentic relationships with other people. And that being said, I think that that would bring more communication and more coming together of different countries and different beliefs and philosophies.
I agree with that because it's our own, I guess we all were born with it and we keep it. I mean, it's our own unwillingness to admit we don't know what we don't know. And we're afraid to admit that.
Mm-hmm.
And see, because that's a saying I have. When I open up my I don't know, I let go of what I know. I expand into my sire desires.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what the dream world is. But the book Dream has got a very good cover. But you said something about wolves.
Yes.
And I love nature. I write a lot about, well, grizzly bears. They're my pets. And buffalo and stuff. I just love the animals of the world.
Uh-huh.
But they also have a lot of stuff they can teach humans. But in the book Dream, it says, you know, the dream world. But how is a fiction book such as Dream actually a self-help book when you allow yourself to go in there and experience the book?
Well, first of all, it gives you the ability to go into different realities without having to fear letting go of the reality that you're already in. So you can read about these people that take these adventures and take these risks, and through them, you can also experience those same things, but able to close the book and not have to worry about how that's going to have consequences in your own real life.
And that's very true. And, you know, but the thing is, when people write fiction books, they actually do a lot of research on different things, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually, if you pay attention to well, the background and places people go. It's actually a book on geography also, isn't it?
Well, in a sense that I created the geography of this other world, but it takes place in the woods where there's beautiful mountains and gorgeous flower-filled pastures and valleys and lakes, and so I got to create that and have it mostly a land where animals live and shapeshifters. They live there as well.
But you know, the thing is, it's an escape and allows you to go into yourself, doesn't it? Isn't
yes.
that what dreams about?
Yes, absolutely. And it takes you into yourself, basically in the giving you the ability to, like I said before, I don't want to repeat that, but to experience things that you might otherwise not want to experience, like going into a dream. Let's say you could really do it, and possible things that could happen in your life, consequences, monsters that live in your dreams, whatever. Again, you can go into that without the worry of what's in the woods behind your back.
And that's very true. I'm on Robbie's website now. It's robbiebryant.com. RobbieBryant.com. And there's a plethora of books. She's an award-winning author. She's got the bestseller on Amazon, In Suspense. So people really get a wide genre of fiction when they read your books.
Yes, Beautiful Evil is completely different. It's a story of a woman who purchases an antique vase in a curio store, and when she opens it, she brings horror and the dark into her life, and it's about that journey she goes on. It's kind of a Pandora's box.
Well, that's also available on Amazon.com, and I got a feeling it's Amazon.com/TheBeautifulEvil. But you can go to Robbie's website, click on The Beautiful Evil, and buy both The Beautiful Evil and Dream. And, you know, allow yourself to dream, because a dream is daring realism, expanding astute magnificence within yourself. That's what a dream is.
That's beautiful. I agree.
And see, that book, and when you read it, there's a beautiful, when you go in and look at it, there's a young lady there sound asleep. But are we asleep, or are we living a life we choose in a dream?
That's, you know, I've had some dreams where I've woken up and thought, boy, that dream seemed really real. And I would have dreams where those same people would be in it, people I don't know, but people that I kind of hang out with in this dream world. And sometimes I think that it really felt like I was there when I wake up in the morning. I mean, I know that that's my dream, but at the same time, it felt like I was there with these people I hang out with, and we're a pretty rough crowd, and I can do all that stuff, and then without consequence.
And the call-in number to talk to Robbie is 718-305-6548. And Robbie, a lot of people want to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
What is one thing that you feel they should do to sit down and write the book, their book?
In my opinion, is you can either, some people formulate their idea and start writing in that way. Some people outline the whole thing or storyboard it so they know from the very beginning to the very end. When I write, I sit down and I might have an idea in mind, but then the story takes off and the characters start to develop personalities and they'll do things. Dream was actually supposed to be a book about something totally different, but one of the characters ended up having one of these dream bags that have herbs in it and has the ability to go into a dream. That wasn't really what the book was going to be about. And so I just let the characters, as they grow and build, I let them kind of lead me to the end of the story.
And that's the thing, but people fear just sitting down putting their thoughts on because of what other people think. Don't you feel, Rami?
Well, write as if no one's going to see it, and write without thought. Sometimes I'll sit down and just write. I don't know what to write about. I don't know what to write about until all of a sudden that I'm writing. Don't think about what you're writing. Don't edit what you're writing. Just write and see where it takes you. You'd be surprised.
And also, Robbie's work has been published in Reader's Digest, Red Book, Computo, and The Penthouse, but she's also wrote one novella. What's a novella?
A novella. A Dream, actually, is a novella. It's a shorter version of a novel. It's not quite the 70,000 words that a novel is, but it's quite longer than a short story would be.
Okay, novella. That's
yeah.
A nice word. I like that.
Yeah.
Four novels, five short story collections, and one book of poetry. And her stuff is published under Robbie Summers?
Robbie Summers Bryant.
And so look for Robbie Summers Bryant, and that's how she's published. But let's get back to Dream, and because that cover of that book is just enticing, the way it is with all the colors and stuff like that. And the book is available on Amazon.com/Dream. And you can go on there and look at the book. But, Robbie, in the book it says hypnotic dream world down here in the book description.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a hypnotherapist, but people really misunderstand hypnotic because it's really just a heightened awareness.
Exactly.
So how does this book heighten people's ability to get away from their life for whatever, how long ever it takes to read the book?
From what I've been told by people that have read the book, that once you start reading it, you're so drawn into the story and so connected to what goes on in this alternate reality, you literally do escape your problems, the work you're working on. You completely get immersed in this world, partially through description and partly through the movement of the plot.
And here's one of the testimonies, intrigued all the way, from a lady by the name of Nancy. I love this book. I mean, loved it. The descriptions made me feel like I was in the dream world with the characters, hanging out at the lake and running with the wolves. I checked this book out. I'm off to buy The Beautiful Evil, her first book. Can't wait. With people writing stuff like that, how are you waiting to go buy this book? Christmas is here, and Kindle,
Christmas.
Everybody has.
Books are such an inexpensive way to give Christmas gifts. I mean, for $12 or for $4.95 on Kindle, you can give somebody a gift, and it's a gift that keeps giving because it takes them away from themselves and for a period of time. And then if they really like it, it's something that they can pass on to somebody else who will have the chance to read it and enjoy it.
And that's very true. And you know, also, Robbie, if people would sit down and write a few things, wouldn't that also open up their life to a new way? Because people's biggest fear is their own talent.
Right. Well, what it is that I feel it's important when you sit down is to not put any restrictions on yourself, not let your inner critics talk to you and talk you out of doing what you want to do, and just write from the most authentic place that you can come from. I mean, even though I write fiction, it's authentic to who I am as a person.
See, you know, that's something I'm really starting. I've got another friend who writes fiction. And what I'm really starting to understand about fiction, only the characters and some of the stuff, but there's also a lot of real life-expanding stuff if you open your imagination to see how it fits in your personal life.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
I agree with you 100%. And what's interesting about, let's say, The Beautiful Evil, that book, it got really strong reactions. People either loved it or they just didn't get it. They just didn't get it. And the controversy started quite a little buzz, and the book started selling quite well because of that. And because both of these stories have endings where you don't want to read them before you get there by reading through the book, because the ends are will take you to a place that you really didn't expect at all.
And also, The Beautiful Evil, let's talk about that, because it also has a very, very real beautiful cover. Got a young lady with her head kind of turned, and she's sitting there in a summer dress, the way it looks to me. And what's going through that young lady's mind as you look at this picture?
Well, she's just opened this vase, and there on the cover you see all these, they're kind of like wasp-like creatures that come out of the vase. And they, it looks a little bit on the more frightening side in the beginning, but then they can shift themselves into looking like fairies. And for most of the book, the main one is a beautiful fairy that leads the main character, Constance, on her journey into the descent into the underbelly of the world.
Oh, and I'm reading here the bio from The Beautiful Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Haunted by the death of her father, whom she lost at only 5 years of age, and ever since then feeling unloved and unappreciated by her secretive and domineering mother. You know, right there, that first sentence, domineering mother, how does that still play out in the world today in a big way?
Well, I think if you just sit down and watch some sitcoms, you'll see most of the mothers are dominating women. And I think, not that I think that all women are dominating when they become mothers, but there is a specific type of woman that can be very controlling, and her mother was very strict and very controlling, and did not want Constance to really show any emotions or to be authentic in any way.
But that really plays out in the real world today, because I've had friends that were 40 and 35, 40 years old, and they'd still hide stuff from their mother because they didn't want their mother to know. And, you know, and how is that, you know, just what you said there, how has that really got a lot to do with the world besides just the control? Doesn't that also create a fear in people?
Well,
they'd rather hide than go forward?
And this is basically Constance, her struggle is the more spiritually connected we become, the more we have to face what's called our dark side, which is the part of ourselves that we learned when we were growing up was not acceptable. So crying, getting angry, not telling the truth, all those were kind of pushed into this dark, dark room. And in order for us to become authentic and spiritually connected, we have to be able to look within and look at that side of ourselves and integrate it with who we are. And that really promotes strong spiritual healing.
And it really does, because we are afraid to look at what we don't like about ourselves. We would rather blame and talk. Because really, when you're gossiping about somebody else's traits, you're really talking about your own traits.
Exactly. A lot of times when we're with somebody and they have some kind of characteristic we can't stand, it many times is related to what is called mirroring ourselves, where we see something in them that reminds us of something in ourselves unconsciously. And so we dislike them because of this that quality that we don't like in ourselves.
And that is very true. And you know, I pay a lot of attention, especially in the coaching, hypnotherapy, spiritual world. When somebody says avoid negative people, what they're really saying is avoid themselves because they don't want to see that in themselves.
Exactly. Exactly. And in order to grow, we have to look and see who we are, because we cannot be authentic people if we are hiding from ourselves.
And just keep reading The Beautiful Evil. I'm going to Constance Jacobson has grown up to be an emotionally distraught woman with little sense of self or self-esteem, rebelling against the husband she believes no longer cares for her and determined to be the master of her own destiny. She gets her wish in a frightfully faithful way when she becomes obsessed with a Grecian vase she sees in a Kiro shop window and decides she must have it at any cost. Once this Pandora's box is opened, Constance's inner demons are set free. Her terrible choice led her into darkness that may even be worse than insanity. That is what a lot of people are living with. You know, nothing to be cruel, but that is what happened to a lot of the homeless people. Wouldn't you think something similar? They've let everything control?
Well, and often there are many homeless people who are either drug or alcohol addicted or have some kind of a mental illness that prohibits them from being comfortable living in the normal world, especially with the mental illness. It's schizophrenics who don't want to take their medicine. Their lives sort of unravel, and they end up not being able to take care of themselves and paranoid. And then you have the people that are addicted, and they're basically slaves to their addiction. And so those kind of things keep us from ourselves. I mean, a lot of times we take drugs or drink regularly to forget things that we don't want to remember about ourselves or experiences that we've had, rather than facing them, walking through them, and coming out the other side a stronger person.
Yes, and see, but the inner demon, that's what we all have to face in order to expand. The physical world has no demon. It's all within ourselves and how we view the real world. And that book really is intriguing, the way you wrote that. And I just see a lot of people can read that book and see that in their own life.
Yes.
And I didn't mean to say just homeless, but I see this in society. And in fact, until I started on my personal growth, that was me.
Is that right? And how did you turn yourself around?
How did I?
How did you turn yourself around?
How did I turn?
Now I'm interviewing you.
I was living in Portland, Oregon in 97. I didn't like who I was. And then I got into a home-based business that did personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept expanding. And what I really have discovered, Robbie, is a lot of the coaching out there is ingrained drama. And they use this and they use that, but really it's about taking the word change out of your life, use the word expand, and in forgiveness, thank everybody for being part of your journey and just say, I forgive me, I'm free.
Right. And then I believe it's in Chinese, the word for crisis actually means opportunity.
Yeah, half of the word is opportunity. But if you ever look, you know, Robbie, at a challenge you faced, and when you really chose to engage in the challenge,
mm-hmm.
it become an opportunity in the
That's
end.
That's right.
Because the opportunity is in the center where the light is, but the darkness keeps us from looking in the center.
That's right. I agree.
And I've got three questions that I ask myself. I'll share them with you.
Okay.
When I look at a challenge, I ask, how am I disavowing my wow?
Mm-hmm.
So when I get their challenge, they say, how am I going, how will I avow my vow, and where is my wisdom in this situation now?
Exactly. It's another way of saying, what am I supposed to be learning right now?
Yeah, it's where's my hidden wisdom. And see,
mm-hmm.
and wow really has got a different meaning. It's willingly opening wisdom.
Nice.
And wisdom optimizes wealth.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And that's where this is. And that just hit home because, and really, Robbie, I understand quickly now when I'm having a bad day and I'm angry at the world, I'm not angry at the world. I'm angry at something within me and I'm taking that out on the world.
Right. And as a person starts to see that, they see that they have a feeling and then they act it out, the more that you understand that, the less you start acting out on other people and turning it inward and looking at what that is about yourself. And is it something that you think that you can change or that you just have to accept about yourself? I mean, there's certain things we can compromise, and then there's certain things that are just us, and we have to accept that.
Well, see, I always say when I open up my I don't know to let go of what I know about this and open out an understanding, okay, up to this point, but really it's about featuring an ingrained pattern that you've lived with and putting a new pattern in there that you choose to experience every day.
Right. That's exactly right. And it's like exercising. It takes practice. I mean, the story of the guy that gets yelled at work and comes home and screams at his wife. And as he becomes more conscious, he realizes next when he gets home and he starts yelling at his wife that, oh, I'm yelling at her because I was yelled at. Next time he comes home, he knows that he's in that mood and he can stop himself before he goes in and yells at his wife. It's a progress, and it takes time. I don't feel you wake up and say, okay, I'm going to be different now for the rest of my life. I mean, we slip and we have to go back into our darkness sometimes in order to move forward even more.
And, you know, before something like that happens, Robbie, something you see in the real world happens in front of you, and you say, oh, wow, look at that guy. But really, that guy is you and when
mm-hmm.
you're at home.
Mm-hmm.
Or lady, it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman, but
right.
The mirror is right there.
That's
and that
right.
is very true.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Robbie's book is Dream on Amazon.com/Dream, D-R-E-A-M. And the other book is Amazon.com/The Beautiful Evil, or you can go to RobbieBryant.com and click on them and buy them. What a Christmas gift for people it's something that they can have forever and read 10 times and get something different every time.
That's right. Both the books have symbolism in them and are like a woven tapestry of different philosophy.
And you know, that's fun because life is a philosophy of expansion. When you let go of what you know, you're open to everything to go and glow in the glow of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's right.
And that's one of my favorite sayings. I flow in the glow of my genuine, lively, omnipotent wisdom.
Nice.
And I've learned to write self-help and poetry.
That's great. That's great.
I'll send you one of my poems.
I would love that. Absolutely.
And also, but
I'll send you a page from one of my books.
Okay, and I will have Robbie back because Robbie isn't only a writer. She's a person that's expanding the world. And that's what this show is about, is promoting people and expanding the world. And Robbie, we're down to 35 seconds. Give them some wisdom and I'll close out the show.
Be who you are, be an authentic person, and you will draw those type of people back to you.
And I really want to thank all the listeners, especially Robbie, for being my guest. And it's Amazon.com/ Stream and Amazon.com/TheBeautifulEvil. Allow yourself a Christmas present of expansion. Buy Robbie's book because she's a sweetheart.
Ah, thank you.
And I want to thank you for being here, and I want to thank the guests. And we will be here next Monday night, or Tuesday night. We're here every Tuesday and Thursday night. And thank you, Robbie.
Thank you very much.
And we'll talk later.
Bye. Okay.
And happy holidays to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.